You're listening to the No Big Deal Podcast.
Damn it, we need Matt on this podcast. Emojis are cracking me up. Welcome to another NBD podcast, number 103. The COVID podcast. Well, it's not, we're going to talk about it a little bit. This is Wireless Freak. Next.
Gaddafi.
Kid It. Someone.
What's up? Jason, your face.
Bear.
Bear the Terror.
Oh, okay. Why does your Memoji look stoned, man?
I don't know. I'm outside.
Yeah, blame it on the sun.
It is pretty squinty.
Blame it on the sun. It's got tongue tracking and lazy lid tracking. Oh, jeez. So we're here. We're back. Dude, this is the podcast that we need the Shook Knight on right now.
I know.
He could be giving us COVID updates. Later on, we will call him.
Do you want me to try right now?
Well, should we do it right now?
Let me text him.
Okay. Because we have not prepared at all for this, so.
That's okay. He's our expert.
So, I guess, how's everybody doing? I guess in the middle of this pandemic, let's go around the horn. Jason, your face first. Go for it.
I'm doing fine. You know, I work from home anyway, so this is nothing new to me. But I will say this, that now that I have to stay put, I'm getting like, bored and crazy just because, you know, psychologically I have no choice at this point. That's kind of weird. Yeah.
All right, Gaddafi, I know you're having a rough time of it over there.
Well, you know, I feel like I prepared for this in the 90s. You know, I had a little bit of agoraphobia as a teenager, and, you know, I really perfected staying in the house, but when I mastered this, I didn't have three kids.
Yeah.
So
that's
wow,
crazy.
It honestly hasn't been that bad, like, you know, the family part, but I just hate working from home.
Are you like Harry Potter? Have you set your desk up underneath the closet, underneath the stairs, so you can be quiet?
No. I will send you a photo, though. My master bedroom, we have a kind of like a barn door that goes into the bathroom. And there's also a door that goes into the bathroom from the outside. So I've just put up a desk in my master bedroom blocking the entrance to the bathroom, because you can still get into the bathroom if you leave the bedroom.
Yeah. Nice.
Yeah. It, just making the best of it, I guess.
How about you, Bear?
Just been staying home. The wife's been home, so you get breakfast brought.
Are you getting stir crazy yet?
Oh, by far. Cabin fever. And I've worked more than I've ever worked.
Dude, that's for freaking real. Like, I mean, what did we put in almost like 10 hours today? It was crazy.
Oh, it is crazy. Like, I'm noticing that, like, my clients are taking time now to do all the stuff they didn't do like throughout the, you know, beginning of the year or the tail end of last year. So I am a lot busier now. It's crazy.
Is it that some of your clients don't normally work from home and all of a sudden they're working from home now and they got to do some shit to show their manager, hey, look, I'm doing stuff.
Yep, exactly. That's what it is. It's like all these old projects.
Causing you work.
Yeah, all these old projects are coming back to life, and I'm like, wait a minute.
So you'll get a kick out of this. For us to do remote, we had to do like a 17-page packet of how we were going to be productive when we were at home.
Are you kidding me?
Oh, it delayed us.
Crazy. I mean, we're...
Go ahead.
No, it's just, it's crazy. We're already set up to work from home, but once they slap like some official label on it that everyone's doing it, like, all the red tape, it was just ridiculous.
It's crazy.
It's terrible.
And not once, but twice. And some of us had to do it three times because they changed the forms. They're doing all this on the fly. It was so stupid.
So wait, is that each of you or as a team?
Each person has to fill this form out.
Oh my God.
And have their managers sign it. It's freaking sloppy mess. But
that's insane.
The good thing, though. Oh, go ahead.
I was going to say, to me, it's like, you know, do you want me to work from home or not? It's like, making it so difficult to do it. It's like either I'm a valuable asset to you guys or I'm not. So
exactly.
Yeah. I don't know. The whole thing was just kind of rubbing me the wrong way.
But we have to keep an hourly log of stuff that we do.
Hourly?
Yeah, you don't have to do that?
No, I've got the log, but I'm being very vague in it. Just I'm not even putting times.
Well, Dave and I are easy because we have meetings from the time we start work to the time we end. So I just take my calendar and I drag it over to the spreadsheet.
Too.
We got to write a macro morning, so we could just.
There you go.
Done.
This morning it was like, how do you know what you're doing all day? It's 7 in the morning. Meetings.
Yeah. Did you get a hold of Shook?
Yeah.
What'd he say?
He said maybe 30 minutes. What? I said, what? We need you now.
Yeah, what is he doing? God.
I don't know. I'm going to ask him if he's masturbating.
Wait, he has a girlfriend now, doesn't he?
That's a long time.
He did until the COVID. He did, guaranteed that dude broke up with her. Guaranteed. He's like, the chance of catching COVID or having sex. Oh, I'm definitely dropping the sex. Going monk with the COVID.
Oh, for sure. 100%.
Quarantine and chill.
With himself.
Yep.
With himself.
Okay, no. So this is great. I don't think you were there, Jack, but we have a manager at work that we're on a conference call with. I forget. It was a big company, maybe Cisco or something like that. And he comes up and goes, oh, so what are you guys doing in the quarantine? You guys all go to Netflix and chill? And the conference call just went quiet. And he's like, what? And I'm like, manager, I don't think you know what Netflix and chill means. It's a sex thing. And it shook him. He was wrecked the rest of the meeting.
Because he just processed what his kid's been doing.
He's probably been telling like all the other ladies in the office.
Oh yeah, he said he's been saying this everywhere.
Netflix and chill.
He had no idea what it meant.
He's like backtracking in his head, going, "Oh my god, that woman on the stairs, that woman in the elevator,
my mother."
Exactly.
Yeah, Sonny, you and your dad are Netflix and chilling tonight, so don't come by.
Okay, I think he just finished, so let me send him a message.
Oh no.
He just finished.
His emoji's just gonna be a sloppy mess.
Oh, here we go. Let's see if this works.
Oh, I see him, he's coming on.
Someone's joining the club.
We got the Shook night.
Look, he's in the house. Oh,
dude. We've got our medical expert Shook Knight on the call.
Wow,
I'm in now.
This is official, huh?
Are we mid podcast?
Yeah.
Dude, my ring just flew off into the fence.
Your what?
My ring.
Oh shit! You want to go grab it?
No, it's okay. I'll grab it later.
Guy Fox just joined.
I know.
The call.
that's quarantine facial hair right there.
I did have a quarantine beard going, but I found that your germs could get caught in your beard, actually.
This is why we brought you on, for the medical advice.
Is this a Q&A episode of...
This is... Yep. Dude, the Shook Knight's been preparing for this since the beginning of time. He's ready for this. He needs to do the whole segment, how do you prepare for a pandemic? Because he's been doing
it. There you go.
I mean... Besides stocking ammo, food, and other essentials, I've just been staying inside as much as I can stay inside. Like, but
are you working at all? Are you going out to do anything?
I am teleworking like most people, and avoiding any kind of going out. But actually, I will let you know today.
Except I'm out.
I had no food at the home, so I had to go to the grocery store. And I was very worried because I was thinking, there's no way that I can avoid human contact. I want to get some bacon, but most of the bacon was sold out, as I found. All the stuff that was left was like the really expensive Applegate stuff. It was like 5 pieces for like $6.
Oh, did you do it?
So, I couldn't do it. I ended up buying some ground beef for some burgers instead of bacon.
How you doing on your TP?
Actually, my brother, his wife got some, and then we split it, and we 50-50 with our family, so.
Okay.
TP's looking good. We got a ton of paper towels, so last resort, you cut your paper towel into 3 rolls of TP.
No!
You should be good to
no.
go.
It'll plug that your sewer ruin system the sewer.
Well, you just put a little lotion in there.
Pro move.
That jar you were using earlier, that's why it's in there.
Okay.
Exactly.
No, he went green for the environment. He uses a sock because it's washable. Come on.
Reusable, rewashable.
That's right. Save the environment.
Love sock to shit sock.
So, no more of the out and about work. You're working strictly from home. Anything? Well, okay. So here's a scenario, though. You have a family member that works in the hospital. How do you deal with that?
That's been tripping me out because both my roommates work are still going into work. So one of them is at a hospital right now, and so I am very worried about it coming in. But our precautions are: remove the clothing in the garage, come in, shower up. None of the clothing comes inside, shoes, none of that. But I'm probably bound to get it. I mean,
your female roommate?
No, that's
work from home now, right?
Nope, still at work actually.
What?
That department is essential business, I guess. So, especially with the unemployment going up, but
that sucks.
Yeah, so I'm actually pretty much unquarantined because if one person in your house isn't quarantined, then I mean, what's the good of just one person doing it?
So what are you doing?
What are you doing home?
You playing the uke?
No, I'm working from home. I create a bunch of propaganda for a law enforcement agency.
Propaganda?
That just sounds really sinister. I don't know.
Oh, geez. You and Flinders should get involved with that, huh? With the propaganda law enforcement.
Yeah. Yeah. That's pretty much... I was in the middle of that, actually, when...
they just send you, videos and you cut them together and make them look super awesome?
Or, billboards. There's some billboards up on 80 right now that I made.
Nice.
Yeah, you'll see that. Newspapers. All the ads that they put out. All the propaganda to suck you in and get you on board.
Yeah. Take that beating and not sue them.
Yeah.
Is it all recruiting stuff?
No, it's original work.
It's like it's them editing the billy clubs out of the beat down. So it just looks like they're waving at them.
Yeah.
The UC Davis event never happened. The pepper spray gone.
He erased it.
I
use CG to alter that content.
That's awesome. Well, we're glad you're safe, man. As soon as this hit, we were like, how is Matt doing? You were worried about North Korea and the nukes. You were worried about, there was a lot of things going around.
Well, it's one of those things. It's kind of like death where I've just accepted it. And so I'm not really worried. So,
okay.
I'm just going to get it. We're all going to do it. So I'm ready to fight it. And
Now is you can't even go into the hospital because that's where it's at.
I know. You want to know a crazy fact is that there's about 90,000 people or more in the city I live in. And there's only 8 beds for people who do get it.
For the ventilators?
So, yep. So you're pretty much effed in the A if you get it. And you got to go.
Jeez.
That's a
depressing fact, Matt.
Around my age, you should be all right if you get it. They say, it'll be a tough fight, but it won't be fun, but you shouldn't need to go to the hospital.
Is this like an 8-second bull ride?
It'll be a hell of an 8-second ride. You ain't going 90 on it.
So what are you doing, though, that you can't go into the, like, hospital? Because you would always go in, get blood work, get your head looked at.
I actually had to go. This week, I went for a physical for a job, and I was tripping, dude. Like, I brought my own pec in. I didn't sit in the seats or anything. Like, and then it was funny because everyone's waiting in the waiting room. And on TV, you know, they play, like, something on the TV, just something random. And it was Steve Irwin's wife was doing, like, a bat rehabilitation thing. So everyone's watching, like, these bats. They're all freaking out.
Oh, man.
That's crazy.
How's everybody else dealing with it? You're just working from home, Jason, but how's everything? I mean, how much of your life has changed because of this? No gym.
Well, yeah, no gym for sure. I ain't going to that stank ass place. yeah, just working out at home with the dumbbells and whatnot. Yeah, just not going out a lot, and it's starting to drive me a little stir crazy. I cook a lot more. You know,
I've noticed how much more dishes I have to do.
Yeah,
it's crazy.
Dishes, less laundry though, because you just kind of lay around in the same stuff every day.
Jack, how many days is that sweater in a row? Let's get some truth going.
I haven't watched this since I got it at DEF CON. Oh. In, what was that, August?
Coming up on a year, baby.
I've been wearing this since DEF CON.
Hell yeah. Yeah.
How are you going to handle that, Chuck?
What, the clothes?
Yeah, not washing it since August.
No.
I've had this sweater here. I've been wearing it pretty much every day. It's like a wool sweater. It's starting to build up a little something.
The rest of the clothes, he like cracks the door open, pushes them out into the hallway so the roommates can pick it up and not have to talk to him and contaminate him.
That's right.
Yeah, everything puts on sanitized in the wash.
That's a setting?
Yeah, well, even when I go out, I come home, I have to pick clothes that I don't normally wear, so I'll pick something that I'm okay with just put in the wash, sanitizing it immediately. It's like a kind of like a hazmat suit with your clothes. But
do you have your N95 masks?
We don't have any masks.
Oh man!
I actually just found two in my garage.
Bingo! Keep those.
It might be a power move if you actually get it and you go through it and then you become immune to it, because then you're like. They say you can't give it to people. You're like more of a safer person if you're immune to it.
That's true, right? I guess. Yeah. I mean, once you've got it and you can't get it again, you could be a superhero.
Yeah, you're bound to get it at one point or another, right? You're just slowing the time down before you get it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It smells like
I think. Fight it. I think people at work, I think it might have went through our work.
I'd like to think
I'm prolonging my chances. Just putting it off, prolonging my chances of dying from the damn thing.
That's true.
Are you guys all from home right now, Ellen? Teleworking?
Yeah. They sent us home last week.
Dang.
And I've heard the new estimate.
Tomorrow will be 2 weeks for me.
The new estimate is not for 12 more weeks of this or 18 more weeks of this.
Holy crap.
Yeah.
That's a long time. Word.
No. Trump says by Easter we'll all be looking for Easter eggs.
There'll be some fallout, but
it's going to be a Jesus miracle.
Yes.
Did he say that?
Yeah.
Oh, man. How about you, Ben?
No, he didn't say
that.
What
are you doing different besides working from home? Is there? I mean, you guys don't really go out and party too much. Not going to the movies now.
No movies. That's easier to get some new movies, potentially.
Yeah.
You can't confirm or deny.
The torrent traffic, I'm sure, is spiking right now.
Outside of that, the wife went off, too. So she's, you know, knocking out chores, bringing breakfast, bringing dinner, you know.
Jeez.
It's working.
That's why you get that shit-eating smile on your face right now.
His eyes are, like, blazed right now, too.
Yeah. I'm just outside throwing the ball with the dog.
Damn. And something else out there, too.
There's emoji.
He looks
so
high,
stoned.
Doesn't he? Seriously.
It does.
I don't have to tell you.
You can't open your phone.
Opening your mouth is not your eyes.
It looks like hell is stoned.
I think you picked the wrong eyes for your guy.
It's called Memoji, not Stonemoji. Stone.
Yep.
All right. So what, besides COVID, there's got to be some other topics out there. What do we have to talk about?
I think that's it, man.
Oh, okay. Podcast is over.
Oh, it's all COVID.
It's all been negativity, this whole podcast?
No. We're saving lives. You personally are saving lives with your medical expertise.
That's true.
All we can do is stay in, man, and watch the economy tank.
Yeah. I know my mom. Dude, they're on lockdown. Casino's closed.
Yep.
Yeah.
Buying stocks. If you got money.
Stonks.
Buying stocks.
Buying stocks.
Dude, I missed my opportunity, and I even told everyone I would buy the specific stock when it hit a number, and I didn't even trust myself. I was like, it'll go lower.
Nope. It's probably going back up now.
It should go back down here pretty soon, right?
I don't know. I'm waiting. The interest rate's super low now, so, like, you know, they lowered it to zero or whatever. I'm hoping that goes lower.
It can go lower.
It could go negative, which I don't even understand.
Yeah, I heard him say that too.
How does that work?
It's like
I want to borrow money, and so they give me money to borrow the money. Is that how negative interest rate works?
They're paying
I'm getting $2,400.
No, I'm not.
I know.
When do you guys think we're getting that cash?
You heard there's the
they said like
what is the
weeks.
Money? What's the money limit?
4 weeks.
Money.
Wow.
So single, I think it's 75,000. As long as you did your 2019 taxes. And then for married couple, it's 150. So if you make under that, you get $2,400.
Each? Wow. Or for the
total for the family. Yeah.
That's not a lot.
If you have not kids, you get more too.
Yeah, if you have kids.
I don't. $2,400 would probably barely squeak by people's mortgage and bills and rent and stuff.
For sure.
It's nothing.
Yeah,
I heard Canada
1 month mortgage.
Yeah, I heard Canada's giving $2,000 a month for like 3 months or something.
Wow.
Yeah, Canadian dollars.
Yeah.
Oh yeah. It's all relative. They call them dollars in Canada.
You just have to be a corporation, and then you'll be fine.
Exactly. You'll get all that kickback. Be the airline.
Except. Did you guys see locally Marie Callender said that they're going to stop paying rent at all their locations?
No
Where
way.
Is a Marie Callender's even? They all shut down by us.
One
isn't the one
Freeport.
On Sunrise still open?
No, that's
there used to be one on Arden. I think the one on Arden's gone too.
I think all of their clientele passed away. I mean, the age went to the ghost of Marie Callender's.
That's fucked up.
Man.
There's not enough.
They got good pie, man. They got good pie.
But there's not enough holidays.
That's true.
When else do you get a pie? It's like you got to have a holiday for that.
You guys got good pies as
well. Do you, though?
I guess you don't.
I'll eat a pie anything.
I love pie. But yeah, I saw them, Subway, something else, too. There's a bunch of places that said they're going to stop paying rent.
Wow.
I know. We're just lucky we have jobs we can do from home.
They really are.
For sure. That is true. I mean, think about the fallout in like the next couple weeks, the next month. That's when you're going to really start seeing some changes.
Oh, yeah. We're on the uphill right now. Like, I think we're on the beginning of that curve.
This is the event horizon.
Didn't we just become the epicenter of the COVID?
California or
the United States?
The United States. Oh, yeah, I heard that too.
Have you been seeing the Twitter blown up? It's funny. They're like chanting that everyone's doing the USA chants, and they're like, we can't be two at nothing. Number one, COVID.
Oh, my God. Uh-oh.
Number one in the China virus.
We lost him.
It's because he's outside, man.
People are joining. Hold on. Join. Oh, crap. Gosh darn it. Hold on. Technical difficulties.
Oh.
Dang, we had technical difficulties there.
Yeah. That was weird.
Hopefully everybody can join.
Hey! Oh, man. I thought I'd never see you again.
And Ken's still not on?
No, he said he was going to join.
Well, I think him...
Did he fall off?
Joining kind of... Hold on. Let me see if I can get it working.
Here, let me invite him. Let me invite
No. Let me try it.
Okay.
Okay, it says ringing.
There's Ken. Oh, my gosh.
Hey!
What's up?
We lost somebody, though.
No, we got everybody here. Wait. Oh, we got it. Let me add.
This is getting wild here.
The Shook Knight.
The floating cubes is just crazy, though.
It's messing with me. It's getting wild.
It is.
Let's see. Matt. Matt. All right, let's give it a shot here.
Add. We'll edit this all out in post, right?
Dude, we never edit. That's our secret.
Great. Really?
Dude, we're too lazy. That's why.
There. Oh, my
Yay.
God.
Now we're here.
We got everybody now?
We do.
Wait, someone's a big exclamation point. What's up with that? All right, this is a good podcast right here.
Oh, what's up, fellas?
What the? Oh. Hey. Oh.
I'm back.
We got everybody now.
Wow.
You got like the evil stash again. What's going on?
I had the side going too, but there's just stuff that's getting caught in it.
That corona.
Corona's getting caught in there.
Yeah,
corona critters.
You'll catch like some droplets. We walk by people that's
Ken.
Caught in there. And...
Ken went straight Philadelphia on us. What happened to your hair, man? Oh. Is that the COVID cut?
No way, dude. I got the COVID in my hair. I had to cut it. I was like lice.
Damn.
Do you know how packed the barber shops are going to be when people can go back?
That was my plan.
I'm growing my hair out.
I was just looking at my son, thinking I'm going to mess his hair up cutting it.
I know. Mohawk time. He can't go to school. Mohawk time.
Yeah. Flobies are coming back, I bet.
Dude, I just saw one like a few weeks ago or maybe a month or two ago at a garage sale, and I... kicking myself for not buying it.
What kind
it's
of
probably
condition?
Like a nickel too. It was
probably
in the
on
box,
eBay for like
dude.
$700
if you ever see one, buy one because my dad's looking for one real bad. He uses it like
seriously?
Every week.
So you get the shop back in the house, and
he's looking on like Goodwill.com for freaking show Flobies and stuff. I'm like, come on, you're gonna use a Goodwill Flobie for reals? Be gross.
Well, if we weren't in a pandemic, I would walk around the corner to the neighbor that had the garage sale, but I think that'd be a little weird. That's remember right. I was over here a few months ago and you had that Flobie?
That mint condition Flobie in the box.
Mint condition.
Yeah. Yeah. No, I still have it.
I used it for my pubes. You want it?
Oh. Dude, you might suck in the wrong freaking strain.
Trimming up that back hair.
Matt does. He's so young. He doesn't even know what we're talking about. Matt, do you know what we're talking about?
Isn't that the thing that sucks the hair up as you go?
Yeah, with the vacuum.
I don't know what I'm talking about.
He's all over it. So, Kim, we don't really have any topics. That's, you know, you got to bring the topics for us.
COVID Ken.
Well, Jesus, I'm imagining. Yeah, COVID Ken. There we go.
He's like, oh, thanks for that.
Jesus. I mean, I don't really have much either. There's only one topic we have, and that's teleworking from home because of all this COVID shit, really. I mean, nothing crazy.
Yeah, that's true. I've been on more conference calls than ever in my lifetime.
Hey, Ken, what are you going to spend your Trump bucks on?
Nothing.
Nothing? You're going to save it,
bucks.
Really?
Buy Trump stocks.
Yeah, I was going to say Trump bucks. Yeah, I think that's they hold less value than Stanley Nichols.
Yes.
You're getting $1,200.
I'd rather have a Shroot buck. Honestly, probably be worth more than a Trump buck.
Oh, fact. Wait, so yeah. It's got to pass what? It passed Senate? Is it going to go to the House now?
No, it goes to the House first. Senate second.
I thought it already passed the House or no? Not even yet.
Yeah.
Yeah.
House and Senate done. Passed.
Oh, and he's gonna sign it. I'm out. I don't get it.
You can. Oh. You think Apple will drop the prices on?
You
the
can
products?
Fantasize with us.
And honestly, no. Apple will never lower their prices, even in a pandemic.
People aren't buying stuff. They got to drop price from like an iPad or something.
I don't know, man. That new iPad actually looks pretty sick.
I know. I was looking at it. I'm like, maybe they'll drop with the economy.
Dude, they just silently released that like on Tuesday.
Dude, they released that, a Mac Mini, the new Mac Air, all of them. They like just dropped
it. So what's new with the new one that's like hot? What's a hot feature on there?
The new iPad has LiDAR built into it.
What's that?
It can 3D scan an entire room with everything in it.
Oh, crap.
With serious? Like lasers.
It has Wi-Fi 6 too.
Are you serious?
Jeez.
You all right on yeah.
I might have to get one of those.
Yeah, I'm all right. I was just telling Tiffany, so I'm out here talking in the backyard. My ring flew off, hit the fence, and out somewhere in the yard.
Oh, boy.
That's what happens so when you're so high.
Yeah. No, I'm trying to tell Tiffany the whole story.
That's why he has the emoji.
Yeah. See, you can't even see his eyes.
He's so stone looking.
Dude, I got to get a screenshot of that. That is going to be the cover of this podcast right there.
Jesus.
Dude, no, I'm crying so hard.
No, hey, did you guys know that Floby has a competitor?
What's her name?
All right. So... Floby.com is still around, and it looks like a website from the 90s. But there's a Floby compared section on here. It's pretty great. If you're not sure the Floby is the best vacuum haircutting system on the market, then we suggest you buy them both. Send back the one you do not like. Apparently, they don't name their competitor by name, but there's a Floby competitor out there. Wow. And they're not taking shit from them.
But Floby's still selling them?
I haven't clicked on order yet, but
man,
over under $39.99.
Oh, over for sure. I mean, when they first came out, you could buy one get one free, probably.
Holy shit, $140.
Are you?
But whoa, it comes with the vacuum.
Oh, with the
okay, $100 without the vacum.
Wait, the vacuum is only $40.
That's pretty yeah. steep. That's still pretty steep.
Do they want to be an NBD sponsor?
Let's see. There is a contact section on here. Here's
wouldn't hurt.
Full money back refund shipping included within 30 days.
Wow. Nice.
Oh, crud. I'm getting a phone call.
It'll be infected with...
Oh, I hear it.
It'll be infected with COVID, though.
Yeah.
Oh. Matt yeah. Greig, what's going on over there?
What do you mean?
I just see like an exclamation points out the wazoo. What's going on?
Oh, probably because I had pulled another tab up. I'm coming to you live from the brand new 16-inch MacBook Pro.
What?
Pro. Dude, Pro. How many MacBooks have you Pro. Gotten in the past like 3 years? Three.
I actually did. I bought the lower end one first, and then I traded it in, and got the higher end spec one.
Nice.
Nice, man.
So actually, I've had three so far.
What are you using for editing now?
Just this Mac. I do everything on the Mac. So
what software?
Final Cut. Mm. And nice. So they nailed it with this 16-inch one.
Do you have Logic too?
Yeah, it came with like a bundle. I never used Logic, but I've got it on.
You should be recording this fucking podcast with Logic. Come on, I'm using the GarageBand.
I'm all about the drone videos you've been doing, dude. Those things are slick.
Oh, the SPV drone.
Those are sweet.
The POV drone. What is it?
First person view. I can get the goggles here.
When are you going to make your minions off of our idea, Matt?
What idea?
Drone porn. Nobody's done it yet.
Oh, these things definitely wouldn't work for that.
Why? It's first person. First.
Yeah, well, it's first porn. Person for me. So you wear these. You fly the drone around, and you wear these goggles.
Whoa! Who are that? Who are you?
Whoa!
Whoa!
Looks like a fly.
It does.
Yeah.
It does.
It's pretty wild. It uses those are digital, but the old school ones used analog, like security cam, like transmission feed. And then they just came out digital, so you're getting HD feed, like, pretty fast back to your goggles. And, like, you fly the drone, it feels like you're flying a bird around. And you put, like, a GoPro on it and film stuff.
So that stuff that you did of downtown Folsom, was that, like, did you have to get a permit to fly, like, all crazy and do flips in the middle of downtown?
No, I just figured, like, there wasn't much people down there right now with the coronavirus. I'd start flying around. But I was going up and down the street down Center Street, and some dude on his bike, he was freaking out. I almost hit him, but it's kind of sketchy. It's like flying a weed whacker around.
Yeah, it sounds like a weed whacker, probably.
Yeah, that's pretty loud.
That's cool.
Yeah, those are slick videos. They're badass. I like the one that was actually by, like, the, what was that, Folsom Lake?
Yeah.
That was sick. Yeah.
That was just, you reversed it, right?
Yeah, that was reversed. I actually went through it forward, and then I pulled it back.
That was sweet.
So where can
people
find...
Are those up on YouTube?
People find those videos?
I don't have any of the drone ones up yet, but I usually put most of my stuff on my website, KriegProductions.com. But I'm just starting with the drone stuff. I'm working on a video of showing off also just like a whole bunch of drone shots, first person view stuff. That's more just a passion project, but all my client stuff's on my website.
Nice.
That's pretty cool. Yeah.
Sounds pretty cool.
Got the, here's what they look like.
Damn, hell is small.
That is small.
Yeah, they're not too big. You got your camera on there.
Did you build that or you buy it?
Yeah, you got to build them yourself. Hmm. So that's another thing that's pretty hard to learn. So one of the guys at my work is into it, and so he was using them for work, and he got me into it. He showed me he was flying them around, and then he got me into it, helped me build them. You got some motors on, and your receiver and video transmitter, and it's not too hard once you get used to it, but... It's pretty easy if you fry something. You connect two joints and the whole thing's fried and you're out $100.
How good are the cameras on there?
The camera, like I said, this digital one, it's pretty good. It looks like 720p back to what you're seeing. But then you stick like a GoPro on there and you get your 4K video like you saw by the lake.
The extra weight doesn't jack up the whole balance of the thing?
No, it feels different. It feels heavier, but they're pretty powerful. I mean... You could just think of the racing drones. It's the same thing when you see those racing drones flying around. This is a same thing. They call it freestyle. So, cool. More.
How many have you gone through?
I haven't totaled one yet, but I've got a couple more I built too.
What else you got in your room, Matt?
A whole bunch of stuff. This is like a smaller one.
Oh, that's pretty cool.
It's got safety things on it.
Yeah, it's actually ducted, so you get more power through the ducts, so you can keep it small. And then this is one that's under construction. You can see the board.
Nice.
And, yeah, I've gotten stuck in a tree, but that's why you got multiple. You crash it, and you can pull more out. Actually, the other day when I was crashing...
Do you use one drone to retrieve the other?
Yeah. Oh, I wish. They get real stuck when you get them stuck. I had to use my disc bag and throw it up the tree to get it out.
All of his hobbies have converged.
You know, if I didn't get into disc golf, I would have never got that drone out.
He's like, it's like a par three.
Yep.
That's cool.
No, it's been keeping me distracted from the COVID thing, you know. It's I think it's an essential activity, right? You're allowed to go on hikes and stuff, right?
Yeah.
So you just want to hike. Yep, so people stay away from me when I fly now.
Damn. So what else is in the news? It seems like everything's COVID. That's about it, right?
Well, I think life can't even turn back to normal until we're out of this thing. So there's not much new stuff, right?
Yeah, what was going on before COVID? I feel like we were worried about vaping killing us.
Yeah,
vaping. What else was there? Oh, yeah, the presidential race. I guess that's still happening or something. I don't know.
Except some of the states aren't voting because they can't get out to vote and they don't trust online voting.
Oh, for their primaries?
Yeah.
So they're mailing everything out.
So, like, I think Microsoft over the last year has been working on a voting platform that's supposed to be super secure. Uh-oh. It uses what's it called? It's gonna, don't make fun of this, but I think it's like homophobic. No, not homophobic.
It sounds like Trump's developing
homomorphic cryptography. So what's crazy about that is you remember, I don't know, you guys weren't here when we had a company that shall not be named working for us, but one of the guys that was with that company actually invented that when he was at Microsoft and started a company outside doing, basically you take encrypted data and you can put it into the cloud and you can process that data without decrypting it and then bring it back. So they use that technology to do the voting stuff, which is pretty cool.
That's crazy.
Blockchain, bro.
Well, yeah, it's not necessarily blockchain, but it's pretty crazy. I forget his name. I would say the company, but it's like Voldemort. You don't say their name. You know, CIA-funded companies are sketch.
Yep.
But yeah, it's pretty cool. And I don't know. I feel like we should have been playing with online voting like 5 years ago, and we would have been ready for where we're at right now.
Yeah, because we're not ready for it at all right now.
Yeah. As proven by the first primary that went sideways.
Yeah.
They had to redo it or something. So, yeah. That was one of the topics before this happened. Outside of that, I don't remember anything else.
I don't remember life BC before Corona. Seems like long ago.
Oh, I did hear a good one. All the kids that are going to be born for the coronavirus.
Oh, yeah.
Coronials.
Oh no!
Yeah,
nice.
Poor little shits.
Yeah. Next December, there's going to be a shit ton of kids because nobody, you know, you're sitting at home, COVID and chilling.
Hey, is the class of 2020? Do they get to graduate?
I don't know.
I've heard a lot of graduations got canceled, or are probably going to be canceled. Actually,
but like, I heard a lot of them. Yeah, they're not even walking. They're not doing anything. They can't. They can't graduate.
So they got to go back another year?
Oh, man.
Well, you got to hit your hours, right?
I guess so. Although a lot of schools are doing online stuff right now, right?
Yeah, there's probably some that you can't do online, though. Like a good amount.
Pottery?
Your electives like that?
Because, that's what you need to graduate. Yeah. Yeah.
Gin flute.
Oh man, I don't know. God, moving boxes are so distracting.
I know why boxes
move on. Like the eyes look squinty, dude. What's going on over there?
Is it even more distracting when you use it? Because I'm only using it on my phone, and it's very distracting. It's these little tiny heads flying everywhere.
Yeah, it's terrible.
I have a 42-inch monitor, and they're just flying around the monitor. So my eyes
are giant.
Yeah.
Actually, Jack, I would like to add your grandma onto this and see how she copes with this. I saw the post of the FaceTiming. That was awesome.
Dude, I should try to pull my grandma into this call. She'd be...
So what was it like during the last pandemic, Meemaw?
Tell me about the Spanish flu.
Yep.
When was that? In the 1910s or 20s or something? 1918.
Wow.
Oh, I just met your grandfather. And
that's funny. Dude, Shook Knight, you need to get into the streaming business right now. So many people are probably trying to stream meetings and stuff.
Streaming on games or no, streaming?
Streaming real stuff, not games. Like real announcements.
Games are real. what is that? What's that app called that everybody's got now?
TikTok?
No, TikTok's good too, but it's called.
I used Jitsi last night for a conference. It worked
Cisco
pretty well.
WebEx.
Yeah. Never heard of it.
That's not new stuff.
No, there's an app on the App Store too that's like number one right now.
For streaming.
It beat up TikTok because it's like a web meeting app.
Huh. Is it the one that Jack just said, Gypsy?
What is that one, Jack?
Maybe.
Jitsi?
Yeah.
Check it out. J-I-T-S-I.
We all use Zoom. That's a...
Zoom, that's the one.
That's a popular one.
That's the number one right now.
They install like a back door into your computer.
Do they?
Okay, yeah, they got busted for that. And I'm super surprised that it's
Jitsi's all open source.
After the crap that they had to do.
Yeah, well, they're number one right now.
So did they have to correct that, Justin?
They did. Yeah, they got popped, and then they had to patch it. I forget who found it. But they were basically installing like a little servlet that kept running on your computer, and they were able to connect back to your computer at will to like launch meetings and stuff.
Oh, man.
So, yeah, they got popped for that.
That's dark.
Yeah.
It's fucked up.
It's funny because like we deal with a security company and they use Zoom and I'm like, really? I mean, I'm on Zoom meetings all day too, so I have to bounce between Cisco WebEx, BlueJeans, and Zoom all day. So I have all three of them installed on my computer. All of them feel like they need to install themselves at launch. So if you reboot your computer, all three of them pop up at the same time. It's super annoying.
I spent my first day working from home just installing all the apps.
Yeah.
We used GoToMeeting for a number of years, but that thing's clunky.
Yeah, what happened? They used to have the name. Everybody knew GoToMeeting, and I haven't heard that. This is the first I've heard their names. This whole experience.
They're clunky, but they're kind of pricey, so it's like, well, you know.
You guys are a Zoom shop?
Yeah, now we are.
Yeah. We went BlueJeans. It seems to be pretty good.
I haven't heard of that.
Got a
funky
name. Yeah.
BlueJeans.
Well, this is a real exciting topic for all the listeners.
We're all talking about it, but the listeners are like, what the hell's going on with these guys?
Oh, are we on?
Oh, that's okay. My cat literally jumped up on the counter, closed the laptop. It stopped recording. I had to open him back up and start recording again. So there's going to be a giant black spot in the middle of our conversation.
What's up, Diesel?
Yeah, little jackass. What up? Ran away. But yeah, I think that's it, man. There's not too much else going on.
I don't know. Well, people are talking about that one show. I saw a couple episodes of it. Have you heard of it? Tiger King on Netflix.
Oh my God! Thanks for bringing that up. We were on We were on the Tiger King before the Tiger King got famous. Was that
that
on the
show? Is like so out there.
That dude is a fucking shit show.
Do they show people getting attacked by the tigers and stuff?
A couple times, but this dude is like. Do you remember we talked about it? I think you were on the podcast. He's the gay guy who owns tigers that ran for governor and president. And he's like, he carries a gun. He dresses like
was he on Tosh.0?
Oh, I don't know. Probably.
He had to have made it to Tosh.0. He had to have.
Everyone needs to see his presidential promo. He's always like, I'm gay.
Here,
I'm four guns. And I've only had three lovers my whole life.
Let me see if I can bring it up real quick. Hold on. Talk amongst yourselves about the Tiger King. Who's seen the show?
Oh, me.
I've seen two, three episodes.
Discuss amongst yourselves.
So I'm a huge fan. But okay. I mean, the regular Tiger King is cool, but I like the guy that kind of made it a cult and got all the beautiful women surrounding him.
Oh yeah, Doctor
Doc. Is his name Doc or something?
Doc.
Yeah.
Andre Doc.
Yeah.
It's a cult.
I forget what it is, but it means Lord, but it's something like that.
Yeah, right.
Dude, that guy's awesome.
He's like weirder than the main guy. He's like stranger.
They make beef between this one lady that's like to go against him. It's pretty wild. I didn't realize there was like a Real Housewives of owning tigers.
Yeah.
Pretty out there.
They are super petty for sure.
Dude, But the money, I guess they're all about the money with this stuff.
I know. It's like insane. And they were talking about how, like, early on, and I guess it's like the, I don't know if it was the 70s or 80s, they would make like 20 grand a show.
Yeah.
And it'd be just one tiger. It would be like one tiger in a mall and be making 20 grand like in a day or something like that. It's crazy. And that doc dude, he looks like that doc dude reminds me of like a blonde Penn Jillette of Penn and Teller.
Yeah. Doesn't he? Yeah, he does. He's bigger. Yeah. Yeah.
He's got the little, you know, the little soul patch going.
I'm Joey Donakin. Today this is
found it.
Justin, did you turn to Justin? Did you find something?
Yeah, you guys ready for this?
This is
his run for presidency.
All right. Hey,
fellas, I'm Joey Donakin. Today this is not going out to be any kind of a presidential candidate or any politician of the purpose of this video.
And so he's
today.
In the middle of a tiger pen talking about
know who
this
I
stuff.
Am. First thing is, I am not cutting my hair. I'm not changing the way I dress. I refuse to wear a suit. I am gay. I've had two boyfriends most of my life. I currently got legally married. Thank God. It's finally legal in America. I've had some kinky sex. I have tried drugs through the younger years of my life. I am broke as shit. I have a judgment against me from some bitch down there in Florida, but I can tell you I paid a fine with the USJ, and that is nothing but a civil fine, ladies and gentlemen. That does not mean that I was accused or convicted of any kind of animal cruelty thing. I built one of the biggest facilities and the nicest facilities for exotic animals in this country as far as a private or individual goes. I'm Joe Exotic, and don't forget, I am now stepping my foot in the ring to run for president. And this is all paid for by the committee of Joe Exotic Speaks for America.
Yeah.
That's how it ended.
Okay, so this is the crazy part, dude. This guy has got, like, CDs.
Yeah.
And he, like, records, like, tiger-based music. Like, When Tiger Met Man is one of his hits.
Okay, the weirdest thing about that is that he actually sounds pretty decent. Like, I mean, all things considered, he
I'd vote for him.
I mean, how far is he off, really, from where we're at right now?
He probably sing. It's crazy.
I don't know. Okay, so the first episode's rough to get through. Would you guys agree to that?
Yeah.
It wasn't bad. I mean, it wasn't bad for me. I thought it was pretty wild.
It had like the violence, the animal stuff, and after that, it gets more into like the human aspect of it.
They show the attack in the first one.
No, they show the idiots who let the cats let their tigers go, and then the cops had to go in there and kill them.
Oh, that's right.
That was like the rough part. After that, it kind of goes good. But so here's the fact that blows my mind, and I'm sorry if I'm ruining it for everybody, but they say there's 5,000 to 10,000 like tigers in private captivity in the United States. There's only 4,000 in nature. There's more.
Oh my God.
There's more tigers owned by rednecks than there are in fucking nature.
Well, isn't that good because they all get poached in nature, right?
Well, I mean, is it good? Because, I mean, really, these animals should be in nature.
Well, yeah, not good that they have to be in captivity, but, like, they're, like, just... They're just destined to get pitched if they're in nature, right? They're, like, super sought after to kill.
Well, what's kind of tough, too, is there's, like, not many... I mean, now there probably are, but back when the first got started, there wasn't many laws and regulations state by state. So, literally, your next-door neighbor could have a freaking 500-pound lion.
Yeah.
And just... What do you know?
Yeah.
It's out. Yard.
Oops.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. So it's just disturbing how many levels of fucked up that whole show is. Because these people are fucking nutso. Straight nuts. And I'm editing myself. They're crazy. So.
Yeah. 100%.
Yeah.
It's
a train wreck for sure.
We wanted to get him on our show. Remember, we're like, dude, we need to email this guy and see if he'll come on our show. Thank God we're not.
I bet you would, dude.
Dude,
totally would.
He would have put a hit on us or something.
Or we are in the documentary and we freaking go freaking nationwide.
Oh, yeah. Right
now.
They put a clip from our show on there.
That would be awesome. And then Philip the Foot guy is like, I know those guys. They email me, man. The Philip Cousins. Shout out to Philip Cousins.
Did we lose Dave?
Yeah, Dave.
He said he had to go. I jumped
off. It's bedtime, man.
I'm still here.
Oh.
What? Oh.
The Memoji's gone.
Still there.
But, man,
I went back inside, dude. It was hella cold outside.
That's true.
That one woman who got her arm bit off, dude.
How savage was she? She was like, I went back 3 days later and just went back to work.
Yeah.
I was like, what?
Because she didn't want to look bad for Joe Exotic. That was like, she's like, I want to make sure it didn't look bad for them. I'm like, are you kidding me?
That's some next level brainwashing right there.
Oh, hell yeah.
Next level brainwashing is he turned two straight people gay.
Yeah.
That's the next level brainwashing. Both of those guys, like, oh, I don't think I'm really gay. They both end up with women at the end of the show because they're like, you know, and he's not a catch. He's not good looking.
That's true.
I mean,
the line he uses was hella funny for to turn that one guy gay, kind of.
Yeah.
Matt, that's going to be used on you one day, buddy. Be careful.
Wait, give him the line. Give him the line.
No, what was it? It was like, when you're watching porn, do you like to watch the little wieners or the big wieners?
Oh, yeah.
And then he was like, the big wieners. And he's like, see, you're not that straight.
That's how he turned them.
He starts to say, wait a second, maybe.
What? He's got a point. Damn it.
That's some Jedi mind trick shit right there. Like, I just don't get it.
I don't think the Jedi ever had the mind of having herpes or the clap, right? You know, that guy's just infested. And his first boyfriend, what happened to his teeth?
Dude.
That grill was messed up.
There's like
somebody buy him a shirt, too. Like there.
Yeah.
He does the whole show with no shirt on.
Yeah.
We're selling this show, Matt. You need to watch this. It's a family flick.
I watched the teaser. And what caught me was they had like a tiger attacking somebody. I was like, oh, sweet. I want to see some tiger attacks.
Was the guy, did he have bleach on mullet?
It was a quick shot of somebody just getting like mold.
Yeah, no. And really,
not really too many effects.
The only really time they saw him get mauled was when he was doing his president video, and they sprayed something on his boots, and tiger starts dragging him, and nobody will help him. Tiger's dragging him behind this thing, and he's like hitting it with his cane.
He's like, forgot about that.
He's like, fuckers aren't helping me.
I think Carol gives me the creeps. The woman on there.
Oh, dude, it's yes. Real. Do you think she did
it? I think she did it.
I think so.
So they accused her of killing and her getting rid of her husband's body.
Oh, jeez.
And then jacks their entire family out of his fortune to keep it for herself.
Yeah, I think she did it, dude.
They kind of just let that drop off, though. They don't really pursue that.
Yeah, because she's crazy, and they don't want her to go after them all.
Yeah,
she's probably going to be wild. Like the next season of Making a Murderer.
Oh,
yeah,
very much could be.
I mean, yeah, something about her eyes, man. She's a little off.
That whole thing was nutso. There's no way. Yeah, but outside of that, I mean, there's not really anything. All the studios are shut down. Nobody's filming anything.
No one's filming anything. They're releasing a few movies for like $19.99 everywhere.
Yeah, straight to video. Which
straight
is
to
fine.
Video.
I really think that this is going to change the producers and the movie houses, how they release movies, because they're going to realize, I don't need theaters anymore.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
They can release straight to Apple TV straight to Apple or straight to Amazon Prime.
But think about like a new Avengers movie. Can they have a weekend like they do in the theater at home? Because one person's going to invite over 30 people to watch it on their 85-inch TV.
Right.
Or, you know, just one person's going to put it on the Pirate Bay and that's the only copy they'll sell.
Yeah, I guess the Blockbusters, definitely.
Yeah.
But if they price it right, I mean, I think if it's like, I think it's hard to say.
It would have to be like $49.99 for them to break even.
Okay, but you take...
Oh, like a pay-per-view?
You take this group off the table, right? This is a tech-savvy group. And you have the average Joe, and they say, okay, here's a first-day release movie. It's $20. You think they're going to buy it?
Yeah.
Yeah, because it's cheaper.
Yeah, I'm trying to think, like, someone like my mom would probably jump on it, because it'd be $20. It wouldn't be $20 per person. It would be $20, and... She gets to sit on her couch with the grandkids watching Sonic the Hedgehog.
And they can
But look at how much money they're losing. Because instead of five people going to the movies or four people, one person bought it for $19.99.
Yep.
And there's no concessions, so you know, you're saving money on sodas and popcorn. Yep.
Maybe you could just a $14 bag of popcorn. So you can get the full movie experience.
I know a driver that delivers food
on a motorcycle.
How's it going?
Oh hell no, he is not delivering food right now.
No,
the COVID's
just leave it on the front doorstep, 6 feet away, especially if you're on the motorcycle. You never be with another person.
Wait, would you guys order like DoorDash or something? Would you trust your driver and all that?
I just had a pizza delivered today.
You trusted it?
Well, they didn't touch the pizza probably, but...
Well, they had to make it though, right?
Yeah, but then it went in a super hot oven.
That's true. I didn't think about that. But if you get like Chipotle or something, man, you never know.
Chipotle
have other problems. 24/7.
I ate a lot of Chipotle.
Really?
Oh yeah.
Really? That doesn't seem.
That's a lot of what that propaganda place he works.
You know that they shut nationwide. They had to shut down because they had so many food poisoning cases.
Yeah, but they're like they rave about like because their food's so fresh that like that you know what one person messes up the chicken and then. It's out there, but their chicken's so fresh, it's hard to beat it. Not frozen like other places.
It's so fresh, you get sick.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying, you know? They didn't prep it right.
Are you in and out still?
Actually, when I went to get groceries, I was hungry, so I was going to go to In-N-Out first. But the line is backed up so far because they don't let you go in. It's like out into the road.
Wow.
And so I'm like, I'm going to try.
Yeah.
What's your go-to order at In-N-Out?
A 3x3.
Wow.
Fries or no?
Yeah, definitely. You get fries too, but if you're getting a burger, you might as well go 3x3.
I get the same order.
Do you get regular fries or what do you?
Yeah, regular. It's a little too expensive on my budget for animal. All
right.
But I'll get spread. I'll go for spread with it.
Yeah. What about roadkill?
What's that?
That's like with the cheese and they put the bacon on the fries.
They have sounds bacon like there?
Style.
I don't think they have bacon there, do they?
Or maybe it's like crumbled hamburger. I don't know.
Oh, no,
like that.
It's grilled onions.
That sounds like animal style.
That's animal style.
Oh.
They have one called roadkill where it must be like chopped up meat on it.
Huh. All the shit they scrape off of the
yeah. They scrape the grill and put it on
Probably.
It's like you're at the bar and you're like, end of the night, you're like, hey, give me that match shot. And they just empty the mat of all the liquors that have spilled out into a shot glass.
Disgusting.
Oh, I came up with an awesome Mai Tai.
What the hell is animal style fries with a flying Dutchman on top? That's what the.
That sounds like a porno move.
Extra creamy. Yeah. That's
the sex move right there.
What is the flying Dutchman?
I don't know. That's what a roadkill is. So it's an animal style with a flying Dutchman. It's just a patty or something.
I think the Dutchman is just a patty and cheese, right?
Yep. What it is. It's basically a grilled cheese, but it's got beef patties instead of bread.
What?
Yeah.
The flying Dutchman.
Flying Dutchman.
Never look up Dutch rowboat on the internet. It's not great.
that's going to burn your eyes.
I'm in line at Dutch Brothers. I can think of Dutch rowboat. I'm like, ah, this doesn't work.
Animal style fries with a flying. Yeah, it's just a burger patty with a slice of cheese sitting on top of fries with sauce and more cheese.
That seems really hard to eat. Hardest.
Yeah.
I gotta admit, man, I would dig into that with my fork. It looks pretty good.
Yeah, they don't have that Impossible burger on top of it. They should have Impossible. They would kill it if they had Impossible burger there.
Yeah, but I think that's kind of their thing, is not having stuff like Impossible. Like, they take pride in their burger there, so.
And their menu options. Is only like six things.
Yeah. It's like super small. I get it that they would never do something like that.
Damn. I'm going to have to find a Joe Exotic song to play us out.
if they had a thing called Roadkill Burger Patch, you getting it?
It's funny. My wife was saying something about, I think they were doing like delivery, or even then I was like, I don't want that fucking place. The place was so gross. Oh no, she saw that they're closing down, but they're still going to pay their staff or something. Apparently it sounds like they have money, because like all these other small businesses are going out of business and they're just like, we're going to keep paying people, but we're not going to serve food. So
dude, that's because their burgers were $30 freaking. Their burgers were expensive.
And terrible.
Yep.
That was a special day for Bear Terror, because, I mean, as soon as we pulled up, he almost hits that bike rider with his door and he flips him off and tells him to fuck off. Then we walked to the vegan burger place that had the worst burgers I've ever tasted. That nut-based milkshake.
God, that's terrible.
I did enjoy that.
It tasted like pure protein powder shake. It was terrible.
Like chalk.
All right, I just lost my left ear AirPod. Oh. I think we've been going for about a little over an hour.
Oh. Should we wrap it up?
I still got the right one.
I think we've exhausted the short amount of topics that we've had this week.
Yep. And we know it worked. That's a big thing. This is a win.
That's true. I think it'll happen more regularly now.
We can check back in when things get worse.
You say if or when?
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 Dude, we could do just this like a side work session. Just get together and be like, hey, what's up, world? This is Bear the Terror from work.
Oh, here we go.
This is titled Here Kitty Kitty. It's just going to play us out. Hopefully it doesn't get us kicked down for copyright infringement.
Dude, someone looks like they're about to rage.
Why?
Jack just looked like he was making a 360 turn and about to headbang.
I've got like this little bit of like 2 feet of space here, so I'm like...
Well, you guys, you got to keep it sane. We only got 18 more weeks of this.
Wow.
I think
it's a word.
It'll work good. Any shout outs? Anything to pimp?
Lost in Paradise.
What's Lost in Paradise? Oh, yeah. Our fan, number one fan.
Oh, yeah.
Dude, we need to get her on the podcast now.
Well, she doesn't have an iPhone.
Maybe we can set up... what does she have, Android?
Yeah, probably some old one, too.
We might be able to do Hangouts.
Google Hangouts.
Maybe.
Can I give a shout-out to a sponsor?
Hell yeah. Flobee.
Thanks, Flobee. You've been there for me in my times of need.
Yeah. Is it part of your daily hawk maintenance?
Show them the hair.
It's still there.
Whoa, dude, that's huge.
Dude,
wow.
That's
what she said.
You could almost be Arthur.
What's Arthur?
A Peaky from fucking Peaky Blinders.
Oh. Damn it. How about you?
Really not going to get
anything
cut
to pimp?
I don't think so. I'm in isolation, so
No contact.
No more outdoor outdoor videos or anything.
The Sportsman channel, you'll see my work.
He ain't using his finger to swipe nothing right now.
None of that going on. Wash your hands, stay inside. Should be good to go.
I've been putting up some tiki drink recipes on the blog, so check out wirelessfreak.com.
Nice.
You're at home, you're stuck, you can't go anywhere. Go and drink.
Take your vitamins.
Hell yeah.
Wait, it was nice seeing all of your faces.
I know, it sucks not being at work.
But been 2 weeks since I've seen anybody.
Yep.
Isolation.
Introvert.
Anything else going on?
No shout-outs on my ends.
All right.
Just stay safe out there and power to Costco, dude. All about Costco.
All right.
Word from COVID Ken.
All right. Till next time, don't catch the vid. We'll see you next time.
Rock
Take care.